Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, everybody? This is Phoenix Star 9 with Rainbow Rendezvous Radio. I got me and my partner, Precious. Say hello.
Yeah,
to
yeah.
People. That was almost a tongue twister, you know. About to
I know.
To people, Precious.
Hey, I would have said, hey, people, what's going on?
Man, we got a special guest today. We got Nick Rochelle.
Mm-hmm.
And now, you know, I've been listening to the music. I've seen the video for Motion, which is super, super dope. And I just really can't wait to have her on. And I really hope that everybody else can pull something and become a fan after this interview, and people that are listening can know more about their faves. So, without further ado, I think we have her on the line, so I'm going to go ahead and bring her on in.
Okay.
And I see the last four, 3941. Hello,
yeah,
is this me. Nick? What's up?
Yeah,
how
what's
are you?
Up, y'all? How y'all doing?
Good
and
yourself?
Great.
I'm good. Hey, Precious. Hey, Tammy. How y'all doing, man?
Good.
Super good. Super good.
Mm-hmm.
How
definitely.
Cool.
Right. Hey, I appreciate y'all, you know, giving me this opportunity. I really do. And I just want to say thank you.
Sure.
No problem. No problem. You know, Free Spirit put me on to you, so I was like, let me just get her on the show real quick. Hook that up. Can we hook that up? So I'm happy to have you here as well, I know, too. So I'm going to just jump right on in.
Okay.
Well, my question for you is this. So you've been doing music for a while.
Uh-huh.
Now, I want to know more about the WOW movement, Women of Worth movement. Like, how did that start as well as, like, your beginning with music, period?
I'm glad you asked that question. When I was sitting in my living room one day making music, making songs, I was like thinking, you know, I'm ready to take this serious. And I was like, when I take this serious, I was thinking about all the things that people would think about me. Oh, she's a dyke. Oh, she's black. Oh, she's a woman. And I was like, you know what? Because I'm putting so much work into my craft, I have the same worth, the same value as any other artist, any other straight, heterosexual, whatever artist. And I will never settle for less than what I'm worth. So I started looking up the acronym WOW, and I was like, well, let me try to figure something out. And then I seen the women, and it just came to me, you know, Women of Worth. And then also I realized how many people have dreams out there, and they get so caught up with reality. They get so caught up with just forgetting what they wanted when they were kids. And the movement is also set in place to remind people to follow your dreams. Like, don't give up, no matter what. Follow your dreams.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Okay.
That's amazing, you know, because I was looking through your website and things of that nature, and I was just like, okay. It was kind of cute how you got everybody like, oh, you're not going to move over, huh? You're not going to move over. That's something I do, some lazy mess. Like, no, not really, but okay, no. But anyway... But anyway, I just thought it was really cool that you came up with that. So how many people do you have as a troupe at this point?
Oh, how many people?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't – what do you mean, like, as a troupe? Like,
I mean, are you trying to take this thing, you know, beyond, like, from state to state, worldwide?
As far as, like, support, like, to be able to count how many supporters I have right now. I used to have them, like, you know, a little bunch in my hand, but now it's getting to a point where it's people all over the U.S. that, you know, hits me up in my inbox, that send me, you know, personal messages. So I really don't know at this point, you know. I just know that a lot of people now are starting to, you know, catch on to the movement, and it's getting to a point where I can't just count and say, oh, I have, you know, this many.
Mm-hmm.
I've been hit, and actually I got, you know, even – it's one particular supporter. She's all in Australia. So I have people listening from different countries, too. But, I mean, it's hard to keep count now as far as how many.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I thank God. It's spreading throughout the U.S.
Perfect. That's awesome.
Okay, and I know we got people on the line, too. So, you guys, if you're listening, if you have a question for Nick, you know, please press that 1. If you just want to comment, give us some props or something, you can definitely do that as well. And I kind of want to expand on what Precious was saying, because, you know, I know some people have, like, kind of like, you know how the NAACP have, like, they have chapters in different states and whatnot. I get, like, I don't know if that's what Precious was meaning or not, but I don't know if you have, like, have that type of setup, because that would be so super dope. And if you,
yeah.
you know, once you start doing that, let me know.
Exactly.
You know, I definitely sign up.
Yeah, mm-hmm. most definitely. I mean, the goal is, like, when I first started this, wow, it's like I'm really connected with God and, you know, just the spiritual world and the universe and all that. So it's like I constantly listen to him for different strategies as far as promotion and just different messages I should send out. I really don't know how big this is going to become, but just like you said, different chapters, I definitely plan on, you know, eventually getting people under me and just creating more troops as far as, like, to get this message out there, just a positive message. So
right.
I hear what you're saying, Tammy.
Right, and that's you know, just, again, to piggyback off of that, it's just kind of, like, amazing to me, because I feel like this could really be something amazing and big. So I just feel like, you know, maybe you should add members to your site, and then that way you can keep track.
One of my supporters is saying that she can't listen because it says it's full. Did the box get full, or is it something she needs to do?
Maybe hang
full.
Up and
it's
call back, maybe?
Well, it's filled up, like, the board is filled, like, with callers. Like, a lot of people are listening in via phone.
Hey,
so she can also listen online to that link. If
okay.
if you have the link, she can click on the link and listen from her phone that way as well.
Okay, cool. I'm letting her know right now.
Sorry about that. You know,
she got the line for like Christmas. It's Christmas time on Rainbow Rendezvous.
I'm telling you.
That's
so people,
God, like, thank y'all. Everybody who's listening right now, thank y'all. I appreciate y'all. Wow, troops.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm talking about.
I'm
mm-hmm.
telling you. So, y'all,
right.
out of all these people now, make sure y'all press that one if you want to say something. You know, again, like, this is your time to kind of go ahead and communicate.
Mm-hmm.
But while we wait for people to, you know, to come on through, I do have a song here from you called Your Night. I want you to tell us a little bit about that song, and then I'm going to play it. What was the story behind Your Night?
Oh, God, that's an old song. That's when I first started trying to get into the music thing. That's just a little freaky song, I guess. I was just in my little zone. And actually, you know what? This is one thing I want to say. This is one thing I've been working on with developing my sound. People that hear this song, they'll notice a big difference from that song to how I sound now. It's like when you first start music, something inspires you. And at that time, Kendrick Lamar, he had me going. So you'll notice, you'd be like, well, this sounds like, you know, kind of like a Kendrick Lamar type thing. But now my music doesn't really sound. I'm developing my own sound. But as far as the actual song, I mean, I was just in my zone. I was just, I don't know.
Okay, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
I like Taxi Confessions.
Oh, yeah. That was a sick song right there. Now, that's one of my newer songs.
Yeah, that's a sexy song. But anyway, Fiend, can we play the track?
Well, you know, let me go ahead and bring that one right on through. I've been having some technical difficulties for some reason, but I'm going to try to.
The website
is on. It's telling me it's playing, but it is not doing anything. Oh, people.
There we go.
I hop in the car, dial my phone, tell me what's going on, what's popping tonight. Trying to get on, smoking some, make my eyes tight. I hop in the car, dial my phone, tell me what's going on, what's popping tonight. Trying to get on, smoking some, make my eyes tight. Girl, I promise this is sure the night. You wanna do it sober or we can get. Like to play. So she tell me she's ready for me. I pick up the phone, go summon some weed. Hoping she's a freak, not a waste of my time. I'll get rid of this time for a dime. I ain't lying to you, you can take this letter to the grave with you. Okay, I bet you that ain't nothing but a half of the foreplay. Just call it two play. I'm gonna body right. So she tell me she wanna come in. She brought her a friend, did think she could do it alone. I told her, come on, told her, come on. If you ready, tell me you are. Just roll it up, get silly when we pull it up. Get silly when we pull it up.
All right, they always be turned up. I'm sorry. That's
it. I like
that. So turned, you know what I'm saying? But, yo, to say that is something that you, that was old, quote, unquote, yo, that was still hot. Like,
mm-hmm.
I mean.
Yeah. That's actually my first mixtape I ever. Hello?
Yes, you hear me.
Hello? Oh, okay, my bad. That was actually my first mixtape I ever made. You know, I only made 3 mixtapes, and that was the first time that I was just really just trying to take it a little serious, and yeah, that was actually one of my favorite songs.
Wow.
Word. It was dope, right? It was dope.
Like she
it
said, freaky
dope.
Songs. You know, well, line them up for me. Line them up for me. I love freaky songs.
Here we go.
No, I'm sorry.
It was
sorry.
Right up my alley. It was right up my alley. No, it's okay. It's okay. It's okay.
I think my mama listening. Hey, Ma. Shout out to my mama.
Shout out to Mom.
Well. Say, Mom, I'm sorry. You know. Oh,
no,
you say
cool.
Who?
My mama. That's another thing I want to say, man. Me and my mom just came a long way. Like, from me first coming out the closet to her accepting it and understanding it to, you know, my performance. She's going to come to my first performance next Sunday. And, you know, I'm just glad that, you know, to anybody out there that's struggling with your parents accepting you, man, just give it time. Time heals everything. And, well, hopefully, you know, most things. And, yeah, just stay encouraged with that as well. Love you, Mama. So, yeah, y'all can be as open as you want. You ain't got to, you know, be sensitive. She good.
No, I'm saying, I'm like, what did I say wrong?
No, you didn't say anything. I'm talking about because, you know, I played the freaky song, but it was okay.
Yeah, okay.
But, you know. but, yeah, you know, it's great to have your parents in your corner, you know what I mean, in some way, shape, or form. And like you said, sometimes it does take time, you know, to kind of reach a certain point. So for you, just, you know, coming out, period, what was that like for you?
Oh, no, I would like to say I was thrown out the closet. How about that? Yeah, at this time, you know, I was really deep into church. I'm talking about going to church Monday through Sunday, you know, no skips, no breaks. And we was in church and everybody was catching the Holy Ghost and all that good stuff. And the preacher, she just called me to the church, the front of the line. She was like, you know, Shell, come here, baby. You know, she called me there, and then she just whispered, I don't think it was a whisper, but, you know, she was like, are you dealing with lesbianism? You know, and I'm just like, dang, she just asked me this. And after she said that and laid her hands on me, she made us all go to the back of the church, and she was like, well, we feel like we need you to tell your mama this now before you reach your 20s, and then, you know, then it's hard, really hard to get that spirit out of you. So then they made me tell my mama, so that's how that happened. So I was really kind of like thrown out the closet, so it's all good, though.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
No, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Is that that's just a different story for me. I'm sorry.
Yeah, me too. Oh my gosh.
So tell me, Nick, like, at what point do you decide to walk away from a project and revisit it later? Because you said that was one of your older songs, and then you decided to change your flow and things of that nature. So when do you decide to just, like, chill and then go back?
You know, chill from, like just a song, period.
Just, you know, how being creative, you take mental breaks, okay, right? Sometimes you just have to chill out. So when do you decide to take those moments?
Oh, that's a good question. When it becomes a struggle for me to write, like right now I'm just kind of taking a little break. Actually, if it's just not flowing, like Taxi Confessions, that I had no intentions on writing that song. However, I was sitting down, I needed a break. I came across the instrumental by DC Hooligan, shout out to him. And the words were just falling out of my mouth like vomit, like literally it was nothing to write those words. And I was like, okay, cool. But if I don't feel confident with the song, if it's a struggle for me to come up with the song or the lyrics, then I just, like, I take a break and I go hiking or something like that, you know, just get my mind off of music, period.
Okay.
Yeah.
So do you have a process when it comes to music as far as, like, whenever you're getting ready to go in studio? Do you have to have, like, a certain food? You have to have, like, so many drinks of water. Like, do you have a process whenever you're getting ready to, you know, put a track down?
No. It's just I have to – the beat – me and the beat have to connect. And that's why, like, it's a lot of different beat – a lot of different producers that, you know, they want to work with me as far as the beats. But it's, like, it's struggle because I have to have, like, I know it's weird, but I have to have, like, a relationship with the beat. Like, I have to be able to understand the story of the instrumental before I can write to it. So I really like to be alone, and I like to just really listen, close my eyes, listen to the music, and understand what story it's telling, and then I'll write like that.
Okay.
Wow.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, we got a caller.
Mm.
I'm sorry for cutting across you. I'm sorry. You said you were picky?
Yeah, I'm real picky when it comes to the beat. That's really where I get my inspiration from.
I don't blame you for being picky.
And I love
but you know, your crew, your people, they are in here heavy, and somebody wants to talk to you. Do you mind if we take the caller?
Nope, not at all. I'm excited. All
right, last 4-3-8-2-3, you're on live. What's your name and where are you calling from today?
Hello, this is Free Spirit, and I'm calling from Georgia.
Hey, yes, what's up?
Hey.
I think this is my first time hearing your voice, right?
Yes, finally.
Yeah, what's up? Hey.
I just definitely wanted to call in. I wanted to wait a minute to, you know, listen to the interview a little bit before I click that one. But I want to say that I am a fan of Nick Rochelle's Wild Troop, yes.
Hey.
I remember when I first heard her music, someone told me about her, and I wanted to check her out. I'm not really a big rap fan, so I'm like, let me check her out. And when I listened to her music, I was like, oh, she has a different sound. So ever since then, I've been hooked. I love it. And her new song, Motions, is like one of my faves. I love that song. So,
thank you.
I like your sound. It's kind of laid back, kind of poetic type vibe. I don't know. That's kind of vibe I get when I'm listening to your music. So,
And you do like poetry as well, right? So you can relate because you are a poet yourself.
Yes, I love it. So I just want to say I love your drive. Keep shining, keep pushing. A lot of your videos that I see on YouTube and on Facebook and on Instagram, they're very motivational. So they kind of help me, and I'm sure that they help other people as well. And I just had a question because I heard what you were saying about how you were thrown out the closet. Yeah, so I have a question because I'm spiritual and all that, and I have kind of struggled with my sexuality and with my spirituality as well. So one question that I have is, once you were kind of forced to open up and tell your mother about your sexuality, and you said it was a struggle for her to accept it first, did you have any type of resentment towards the church, not necessarily that church, but towards the church or anything like that?
I'm sure at the time when I was a kid, I did. No, actually I didn't, because at that time when they were telling me that, that's when I was really trying to let homosexuality or lesbianism go. So I was kind of on their side, like, yeah, let's get this demon spirit out of me, you know. So I was just with them too, getting on my knees, praying, you know, Jesus. But then after we moved from the church or whatever, and I thought about it, I was like, I don't know what other way I would have been able to tell my mom. So I was just like, everything happens for a reason. So, I mean, even though it was a weird way to come out to her, I was just glad it was over with so we can just kind of heal our relationship and just grow from that. So, no, not really. I don't really hold grudges like that. And I didn't resent them. I'm good. It is what it is.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
yeah, you stay encouraged,
so much.
You keep pushing. Keep pushing.
You still there, Free Spirit?
Yes, I'm here. I'm sorry, I'm here.
Oh, okay,
yeah.
Okay. Well, we thank you so much for calling in and showing your support to Nick and, you know, just asking the questions. So please continue to listen in to the interview and, you know, call back anytime. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Okay.
All right.
See? I know. Well, Precious, do you have any more questions for us?
Yes, I do.
Because I know. I didn't want to, you know, we got, like I said, my phone lines is lit up. I'm just waiting on the other shooter drops with callers. But go ahead.
Yeah, I do have another question for Nick. I was wondering, if you were interviewing you, what would you ask yourself and how would you answer it?
It was the same question I actually posted today because I was thinking, you know, it's so many people that are trying to get, like, to rap or to do poetry, to sing, to be an actor, actress. It's like, what sets you apart? What sets you apart from the rest?
Mm-hmm.
So that's not kind of the question. And I was just thinking about that because these are messages that I get from God or that I feel I get from God. And I was just thinking, well, dang, what would make people come to me than just anybody else is trying to do this? You know, you're promoting your music and, you know, are you just trying to be famous? Or are you just trying to be heard?
Right.
Are you just trying to get money?
And
I'm thinking, no, I want not only to just show people that it's possible when you really put your mind to it and follow your dreams, but I also want them to do the same thing. Don't settle to be a damn ant going into your 9-to-5 and doing that all the time. You have a dream. Everybody have a dream.
Mm-hmm.
I think about it because they're always telling me, oh, yeah, I'm going to do this. I'm going to start my business here. Don't just talk about it. Do it. Figure out, write some stuff down on paper. Do your research. Follow your dreams. Hopefully it's what sets me apart from the rest is not only my talent, but also the fact that they will get motivated as well to do what they want to do in their lives.
Well, I really think you're doing a great job of motivating
mm-hmm.
people, you know, especially those of us who sometimes feel like, you know what, I'm just going to go back to being a worker bee and doing the 9-to-5 or whatever. You know, well, because, you know, that's what you do sometimes. And you just, like, I feel like some people are, I'm not going to say insecure when it comes to trying to be an entrepreneur. And sometimes I am, you know what I mean? But,
yeah.
Or following my
fear.
Dream, period. You know what I mean?
Fear.
Because I know some people,
mm-hmm.
they can do both. You know what I mean? Follow their dream and still, you know, living their purpose that way. So this conversation is just very motivating in itself to me.
Right.
So.
Yeah. And that's actually one of the things I prayed for when I was like, you know what, I don't want to just talk about myself the whole time. I really want some people to get inspired. Like, it's already people out there trying to do something. But when we get off this call, I just want some of these people to just be like, you know what, I feel refreshed. I'm ready to go ahead and put more into what I'm trying to do for my future. That's what
mm-hmm.
my goal is today on this call, man.
Awesome.
Well,
love it.
Well, what else do you have coming up? And where can people find you on social media that would, you know, that would be best for them to keep up, you know, with what you got going on?
Best place to find me, you can actually visit my website, and it'll lead you to, like, my Facebook page and my Instagram page. It's Nick, N-I-C, Richelle, R-I-C-H-E-L-L-E.com. So NickRichelle.com, my first and last name.com. Or if you go to, like, you know, Facebook, search Nick Richelle or Instagram. And I'm on there all the time. So that's where you keep up with me the best. And then as far as what I have coming up, again, I have my first, I would like to say this is my first 45-minute show for Huntsville Pride. I thank James Robinson so much. He's the owner of the GLBT Center here in Huntsville. He invited me out, and he gave me 45 minutes. At first I was like, oh, my gosh, that is long. Like, what am I going to do 45 minutes? Can I handle this? But I was like, again, everything happens for your steps of order. So if y'all ain't doing nothing or anybody, come downtown Huntsville at 6 p.m. on the 21st of June. I'll be performing. And shout out to TK as well. I'm not sure if she's online, but she'll be, you know, working on some of her comedy as well. So, you know, she's going to give you a few laughs, too, during that time slot.
Okay. Well, congratulations. Congratulations. Yes, yes. Oh, and if you have any shout-outs, you know, or anything else that you wanted to say that we didn't get to ask you today, you know, this is your time.
Yeah, most definitely. Shout-out to all my supporters. Shout-out to my mommy for listening. She's texting me now. Great answer. Great way to ask yourself that question. Thank you, Mom. Thank you.
We got to love our mommies.
Right. Shout-out to you, Precious, and you, Tammy, for, you know, again, for giving me this opportunity to allow, you know, some of my supporters to hear my, you know, hear what I had to say. And I would love to hear more from some of my supporters if they want to press that one and, you know, to see what they up to.
I'm saying we see you. Even your mommy, she can press one and just, you know, get on air real quick. What's up? You know, we got a few minutes.
Definitely. And, of course, this is not, like, the last time we're going to have you on the show, Nick.
Nah.
Not at all. We're going to be following up with you. So for all those little camera-shy people, you definitely have an opportunity, you know, another time. You know, we got to warm them up, Nick. We got to warm them up.
Yeah. But, you know, we appreciate you just taking time out of your Sunday to, you know, come on with us and kick it with us and just share what you have going on, you know, first and foremost. So we definitely appreciate that.
Most definitely. Shout out to Aisha. She just said, I can hear you. That's she's a 6'1" twin, an identical twin. I said, man, when I get to a point where I need security, you're going to be my first pick, them two. Shout out to Aisha.
Imagine twin security.
Yes.
That's
kind of
hot.
They call it the Twin Towers.
That's new.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Never heard that.
Right. That's hot. I love it.
Good. Isn't it? But we're going to go ahead and, you know, let you get out of here. We appreciate you taking time out. And Precious, thank you for joining the call and helping me, you know, because I know you wanted to get on this. I know. But,
I did.
Again, it's not going to be the last time we have you on, Nick. Thank you again, and thank you to everybody listening. You know, and we hope that everybody has a wonderful rest of their weekend and a wonderful Sunday. So thank you again, and we'll talk to you guys next week.
All right.
Most
see you then. All right.
Wow.
Bye, Nick.
Bye.